Well, that's what Hanukkah is all about. It's called the Festival of Lights and the Feast of Dedication. So let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you that we can gather here in church as free people. Lord, that there is no law against coming to church. God, that we can gather here and worship you. Oh, Heavenly Father, let your Holy Spirit speak through me, and let your Holy Spirit speak to each one of our hearts, God, that we can grow closer to you, that our faith can increase, and that we can be the people that you've called us to be. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I mentioned, this is the last Sunday of our church year, and next Sunday is Hanukkah. Now, Hanukkah is a Jewish festival. It is not one of God's appointed times. We've talked about the appointed times: Passover, first fruits, unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, tabernacles, Yom Kippur. Those are his appointed times. But Hanukkah was a Jewish holiday, just like Thanksgiving is one of our holidays. And Hanukkah came to be because of what the nation of Israel did, just like Thanksgiving came to be based on our national history. But when we hear Hanukkah, it sounds foreign to us, because the Bible translates it as dedication. It would have probably been better if it would have just left the word Hanukkah there, and then we'd at least know it was in the Bible. But it translated it dedication, feast of dedication. And when we hear Hanukkah, we say, well, that's something Jewish, and that doesn't have anything to do with us, but it does. And as I go along, I'm going to show you the connection between Hanukkah and what we do right here in our church. You see, so many of the things that we do in the Lutheran Church and in the Catholic Church and in the Episcopalian Church, in the high churches, has to do with what was done in Judaism. We are just following a whole, my robe comes from Judaism. The stole comes from Judaism. Our altar, where the cross is, that indentation comes from Judaism. Today you're going to see how our Advent wreath has something very much in common with the menorah, Hanukkah menorah. But Hanukkah came about in 165 BC, before Christ. And what happened in 168 BC, before Christ, is Antiochus IV, Antiochus Epiphanes. His army captured Jerusalem, captured Israel. And Antiochus gave himself the name Epiphanes, because we're going to talk about Epiphany here in another month. And Epiphany is the manifestation of Jesus, the manifestation of God. Antiochus said that he was the manifestation of God. He was an anti-Messiah. Messiah had not yet been born, but he came. But the Jews were looking for a Messiah, and Antiochus came, and he was proclaiming to be God in the flesh. He took the Jewish temple, the holy place where God's Spirit dwelt, and he set up an idol of Baal in the temple. Wow, what a desecration. You see, Satan likes to desecrate everything that's holy and everything that's of God. He set up an idol of Baal, and then he went ahead and sacrificed a pig on the altar. Another desecration, because the Jews were not to have anything to do with pigs. An anti-Christ, an anti-Messiah. Then he made it illegal, against the law, outlawed the reading of the Bible. Now the Jews had the same, at that time, they had the same Old Testament that we have. It wasn't in one book, it was in scrolls, but Antiochus outlawed the reading of it. And he outlawed gathering together to worship God on the Sabbath. Wow, what a society. The Jews couldn't gather together to worship. The temple was desecrated. And if they were found reading the Bible, reading God's word, they were outlawed. Well, the Maccabees brothers, they decided to do something about it. And so they rebelled against Antiochus and his forces. And they got other people in Israel together, and they started guerrilla warfare, and it took them 3 years. But by 165 BC, they had expelled Antiochus's forces from Israel. And now the Jews had access to the temple again. But it was desecrated. It was unclean. And so they went in and they cleaned it out, took away the idol of Baal. They had to clean the ashes off the altar, the ashes of the pig. It was quite an undertaking. And then they went to light an eternal flame in the temple. But Antiochus had desecrated all of the oil. But in searching, they found one little container that was sealed by the high priest that had the oil for burning the eternal flame. But they only had enough oil to burn a flame for 1 day. And it was going to take 8 days or a week for them to put some more of that oil together and consecrate it. But they lit that eternal flame, and that oil for only 1 day lasted for 8 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And that was a miracle. The miracle that they got their temple back, that they could now read the Bible again and not be outlaws, that they could now gather together in the synagogue and worship God, and that God gave them a sign of the oil for 1 day burning 8 days. And so they put together a Hanukkah, a dedication menorah. Menorah simply means lamp. And each day during the 8 days of Hanukkah, because they celebrated for 8 days because it took that long to make the oil, they burn another candle. First day one, second day two, third day three. This is the candle they use to light these other 8 candles with. Now notice the color of the candles. These are blue and white. They also have candles that are pink and other colors. And they called this the Festival of Lights because of the miracle of that 1 day worth of oil lighting for 8 days. Now, look at the similarity here. Next week, we're going to light an Advent wreath that has 3 colored candles on it, white, purple, and pink. Colored candles. This counted off the 8 days of Hanukkah, and we're going to count off the 4 weeks before Christ, the light of the world, before we celebrate his birthday. Isn't that interesting? There is a connection. Christianity has the Advent wreath. And praise the Lord. But there is more here. You see, in John chapter 10, the Bible says, at the feast of dedication. Craig, would you give me John chapter 10, that first verse, and just that we had on the gospel today? In John chapter 10, Jesus is in Jerusalem for Hanukkah, the feast of dedication. And in John chapter 10, he's in the temple, and you can read this. Now, these are verses you all have heard and memorized. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. I lay down my life for my sheep. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. You're all familiar with those verses. Where did he say those? He said those in the temple at Hanukkah. The last Hanukkah he celebrated before his crucifixion. And then John chapter 10 goes on and says, at that time, the feast of dedication took place. At what time? At the time that Jesus was in the temple talking about him being the good shepherd. And it was winter. What is it now? Well, officially it's still fall, but hey, it's winter. Praise the Lord. And now the Jews are thinking back 200 years before when Antiochus the Fourth, Antiochus Epiphanes, claimed to be the Messiah. And they didn't like that. And they hear that Jesus is proclaiming to be this because he's talking about being the good shepherd, and they know that he's talking about himself being the Messiah. And so it goes on in John where they said, tell us plainly if you're the Messiah. They wanted him to state it. I am the Messiah. And had he stated it then, he could have been arrested by the Romans, because this is a political thing, they would have thought. Or he could have been arrested by the high priest, because he's doing just what Antiochus did. But Jesus is smart. Craig, go down a couple of verses, okay? So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. And next one, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. That's how he responded to that. They said, tell us, are you the Messiah? Christ means Messiah. He said, I told you, but you do not believe. Now Romans couldn't arrest him because he's not claiming to be the Messiah, but he is. Well, it goes on to say the Jews were very angry with him. And as you read through John chapter 10, they picked up stones to stone him, but the Bible says he walked right through them. And where did he go? The Bible tells us. He went beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing. And he spent about a month there talking to the people. And then Lazarus got sick. And Mary and Martha call for him, so he comes back to Jerusalem, raises Lazarus from the dead, and now the Jews start talking about crucifying him. And so the Bible says he went up to a town a little north of Jerusalem and stayed there now for about a month or 6 weeks during our Lenten season. And then he came back to Jerusalem and was ushered into the city on Palm Sunday as their Messiah. It's just really interesting to see how all of this connects from Hanukkah. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the Messiah. To going to the Jordan, to coming back to raise Lazarus from the dead, to going up north of Jerusalem, to coming into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. So, what does this all say to us as Christians, as believers in Jesus? Well, Antiochus had desecrated the temple. But the Bible says that your bodies are the temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. There is no temple in Jerusalem now. There will be again someday, but it is not the God's temple. It will be put up by the world. Your bodies are the temple of the living God. And God wants us to do just what the Maccabees did. clean out our temple. If there's anything in your life, in your temple, any idol, anything that is not holy like the pig, clean it out. Ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what it is. He wants our bodies to be clean so that the light of Christ can shine through us. Hanukkah, the festival of lights, letting the light shine, God's miracle of lights in the temple. Advent, lighting the Advent wreath, getting ready for the celebration of the birth of Christ. God wants us to clean out our temples and to let the light of the world, the light of Christ, shine in us continually. He's given us the oil, and he's shining through us now anyway, because most of us here, if not all of us, already know him. But he wants us to clean out the temple even more and let our lights shine even brighter. So when you hear the word Hanukkah this year, it's going to start next Sunday evening. Think about the light of Christ shining in you. And just like the temple was dedicated, Hanukkah means dedication. Just like the temple was Hanukkah'd, dedicated. God wants us every day to Hanukkah our life to him. Every day, Hanukkah, dedicate your life to him. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Oh, and Jesus, help us to Hanukkah our lives to you every day. Oh, Lord, you know that each of us here, all of us here, God, need our lives to be in order with you. Jesus, let your light shine through us, that we can be dedicated to you every single day, every single hour, every single minute. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting your light, the light of Jesus, shine in us. In your wonderful, precious name, amen.